Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Up Show, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Afrida Love, and today we have a very special guest, but first let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the guest who is coming on the show, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, we're asking you, would you just bless and help us to do what you would have us to do, Heavenly Father. We're asking you, would you bless each listener, would you bless each person who's listening to the broadcast, Heavenly Father. And we thank you for everything you've done in the past, present, the future, and the things that you're going to do, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Okay, and the scripture for today is John 13 and 34. And it reads, a new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. And that is Jesus speaking. That's John 13 and 34. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and seekers of his holy word. And now the moment you have been waiting for, my guest is a minister. He was born in Flint, Michigan. He's a writer, a man who knows God can turn a mess into a message, and an artist. I would like to introduce the psalm and present to others Minister Kane. Minister Kane, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Thank you for having me today.
Thank you, Minister Kane.
I'm sorry. Thank you for really giving me this opportunity to really relay this message that we call Hope Hop, a kind of music selection that ties in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I'm just happy to be here with you today, and you giving me the platform, and I thank the Lord for really giving us the chance to explain what he has going on within us today. And how are you today?
Good. Thank you for asking.
Well, I guess I'll go ahead and explain what really inspired me to come to this the Hope Hop thing. I've been in the ministry since I was young. I guess I'll just introduce myself as far as the bio go, and let the listeners know really my background and how the Lord has led me throughout my whole life. I was born in Flint, Michigan, and I'm a son of a pastor, and I was raised in the church. I had brothers and sisters, siblings, but, and growing up, we all go through different things, and we tend to look different ways and try to find other areas. But in my life, my father passed away when I was about 13, and so I really was kind of angry at God, if I could say that, and so to speak, it was like I've been here, I've listened to my father preach, I've carried his Bible, prayed for him, I've seen him try his hardest to live a holy life, and he unfortunately passed away from a disease called sickle cell anemia. And so as a young child being raised in the church, I see this vision, and I'm like, well, you know what? We're praying and we're asking God to do this, and I was expecting him to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. And when the disease kind of took my father away from me, I was kind of angry at God, and I felt like, he was trying to do everything right. and God still took him from me. But the Lord showed me that it wasn't that he took my father away from me. First mm-hmm. and foremost, my father was his son. Okay?
That's right.
So, so I mean, you have to scoot back and let God do his work. And it took a couple of years for the Lord to really explain that thing to me. And in that meantime, I was rebellious. I was I dropped out of school. I began to sell drugs, living the nightlife, using drugs. Nothing heavy, but I did it, you know. And so the Lord had to pull me back, and he told me, I never will forget it. I was 18 years old, and when he finally came to me, so he let me sing a lot. And he said that I moved your father so you could see me. Mm-hmm. And he took me to Isaiah. He took me to Isaiah and showed me. He said, read this. And then showed me where it said, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and lifted up.
Man.
And I couldn't really understand what this thing meant. Mm-hmm. And the Lord said, go back. Go back. Look at Isaiah. Look at his life. See, Isaiah's father had passed away, and he was willed to his uncle.
Mm-hmm.
And his uncle was Uzziah.
Right.
And everything he needed, Uzziah provided it. If he was sick, Uzziah sent in his doctors. If he needed something to eat, he sent in his cook. And so the Lord showed me where he had to move King Uzziah out of Isaiah's way because he was blocking him.
Okay.
It wasn't Uzziah that was taking care of Isaiah. It was God. And so the Lord showed me where I looked at my dad as this God. And everything I needed, if I heard it, Daddy. If I needed something to eat, Daddy. If I'm upset, Daddy. And so the Lord showed me where he said, I had to move your King Uzziah so you could see me.
Amen.
And instantly my heart was lifted. Instantly. And he told me, he said, the best thing I can do for a saint is to bring him home to me. See, I didn't look at the side of my father where he was suffering. My father was on the kidney dialysis machine. He went on three times a week. And this machine, and me being a young boy, 13, I mean, I'm watching this, you know. So I went to the doctors with him, and I just saw this disease tear my father apart. And God is so good that not that it's like that, but my wife right now, father, is going through the same kind of dialysis system. And we're praying to get this thing off of him. But I literally saw this disease tear him apart. And God said, you know what, I brought him home because he was tired. And at the same time, that seed goes into the ground, and it provides an upspringing for you to follow me.
Mm-hmm.
And so he turned all of that thing around, and I was, when I was in the street life, I was fortunate enough to be in the right circles to talk to the right people. And I don't know if your listeners might know it, but I was introduced to MC Breathe, which was a hip-hop artist, which introduced me to Tupac Shakur.
Oh, okay.
And this was in Flint, Michigan in the 90s when him and Tupac and MC Breathe did an album together.
Mm-hmm.
And so in the nightlife, I had the chance to, you know, see these people and record and talk and get some lifting with these people. But when the Lord pulled me back, he said, I don't want any profanity in your message.
Amen.
He said, I will give you what to say. He said, but I will give you the right words to say. My father told me a long time ago that when a person uses foul language, that means that they don't know what to say at that time.
Amen.
And so if you expand your vocabulary, you'll know a word to put in that place instead of foul language, and you will get more listeners. He would also tell me that you would get more bees with honey than vinegar any day. So it's like you switch it up and you open the doors up for more people to listen to you because you are so open, should I say, where if you're using vulgar language every word, people are going to turn you off. And people in the music industry, they think that a lot of the vulgar statements bring people in, and to some it do. I mean, to each his own, but to the people that the Lord wanted me to touch, he said, you don't have to use profanity. So I instantly pulled that out of my music, and I saw a backlash to it because a lot of the people that were helping me pulled back. And so, but the Bible tells us that, you know, once you get on that right road, he said, you might see a stranger every now and then. He said, broad is the road to destruction. So I had to come to fruition with myself that I was going to be out here. I was going to have to let the Lord show me how to pave my own lane. And so I used it through music, and I began to record my albums. The Lord gave me things to record. He also blessed me to become a licensed and ordained minister of the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
And not just, you know, I'm not just out here saying I'm a minister, but I have the credentials since 1997, not saying that the credentials make me who I am, because the Bible says that he doesn't look at all those accolades. You know, he looks at our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
So, the Lord showed me where this is where man will listen to you, but I listen through your heart.
That's
so
right.
He gave me both things so that man will listen and he also listens. And so I just kind of just through the years, life happened to me, so to speak. And I've done a lot of concert shows with some of the, you know, big secular names, Eminem, just to name some.
Mm-hmm.
But I also had the opportunity to pull back from them and to pave my own lane. I had the opportunity to go to New York and talk with Bad Boys Records, and they opened up things, Aftermath and all of that, Shady Aftermath, that is, opened up things for me, but they wanted me to use profanity.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't say that they wanted me to, but the style that their label carried, it's, you know, that door's open for all of that. And so, I couldn't do that. I thank God that I had the ability to turn those things down and go back and pray. And the Lord nurtured things for me to be able to come back and present a new kind of genre, so to speak, called hope hop.
Okay.
And with this type of music or genre, it's kind of like hip hop, but with the hope on it. I look at all hope is in Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And we just want to say things to uplift people. We have enough bad things going on in the world to not add to them.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible teaches us that in these last days that we will see increase in these things. But he also told us not to fret. He said, because when you see these things come to pass, he says, look up, for your redemption is nigh.
Amen. That's right.
So I'm not presenting this to scare people and say, well, it's the end days, the world is going to burn up. If you're not right with Jesus, you're going to hell in a jet. No, we're not here for that. We're here to say that we offer you Christ in his fullness. Has my opinion, has anybody's opinion, we offer you the truth, the rock, Christ. Mm-hmm. And so I just want to show people out there, you know, the gospel rap, the Christian rap, always get the quote-unquote, the softball. I don't want to hear that John 3:16 over a beat. You know, they kind of downgrade it. But to me, I look at it as a universal language because I have to speak with you in your language or you won't understand me. So if you hear this, you know, things I've been through in the streets, that's to show that I've been where you are. That's not to brag about it or say this or that. I've been where you are, and I got the scars to prove that. I got the scars to prove that. And so, you know, when we look at our soldiers and they come back and you know, and they've took wounds, they've took things from the battle, never think that that soldier is bragging. Right. They're just showing you that I've been there. This is proof. You know, the Bible says that man seeketh a sign.
That's right.
You know, so it's like if you have no proof, man, and when I say man, I mean mankind, you know.
Right.
So if you show a person proof, they're more apt to say, okay, well, I'll give this guy a try, you know. Mm-hmm. So when you hear those things in my music, I use no profanity, no vulgar statements to women, no kind of unholy things, I'll say that.
Right.
And we are really trying to promote this thing because we have the ability. See, a lot of people look at hip-hop as a bad thing because it corrupts young people's minds. Okay, but what we also got to look at is if it has the ability to corrupt their minds, it also has the ability to uplift their minds.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Because for every yes, there's a no.
Mm-hmm.
For every up, there's a down. For a right, there's a left. So if we move the scale, so to speak, and show these babies, show these kids, show these youngsters that it's not hip to call a young lady out of her name. It's not hip to make a person feel bad so you can feel good. No, what's hip is seeing this guy being picked on, and you go over there and you grab him and bring him to you and say, hey, don't worry about them. I'm here with you. That's what's hip.
That's
What's hip is looking at this young lady that's dressing vulgar because something inside of her makes her feel that she needs to dress this way to get attention, to pull her to the side and say, hey, I like who you are because of who you are, not because
that's
of what you have on. That's what's hip. You know, and if we begin to tell our babies these things and get back to the core of who Jesus is and what he really came to do, you know, he came to bring love. God is love. You know, nowadays it's hip to ridicule and laugh. You know, I look at the TV shows. I look at everything is just so over the top right now. You know, we got the super sizes at the restaurants, and we got the cheese inside the crust around the pizza. I mean, everything is just, you know, over the top.
Right.
And I look at it as, you know, if we can just slow ourselves down, you know, a lot of people look at the, and I'll say this in this way, the prison system. Mm-hmm. I'll put it like that. The prison system, for instance. Mm-hmm. When a person goes to prison,
mm-hmm.
a lot of times society looks at it as, okay, well, he did something bad. They're putting him away so he won't do nothing bad again. Mm-hmm. Well, that may be true. But at the same time, you slow this individual down and mm-hmm. give them time to think.
That's right.
See, that's the devil's biggest tool, is to keep mm-hmm. you going, just to keep you going, to keep you going. I mean, you up, out, you're moving, you're doing this, you're doing that. I got this to do. I got that to do. If he can keep you busy,
mm-hmm.
he can run your life. Because
right.
while you're busy, things are falling apart on the things that you're neglecting.
That's right.
And so back to what I was saying about the prison thing, we do that. Society does that to slow it down,
mm-hmm.
to slow that individual down, to give them time to think. So if we can give these babies time to think, you know, it's up in the morning, get breakfast, you got to go to school. When you get to school, you got to have your homework together. You got to get your mind together for second hour, third hour, fourth hour, fifth hour. When you come home, it's time to clean up your room. You want to do this, you want to do that, and then it's time to go, what, right back to bed.
Right.
But if we can pull these babies away and give them an hour of sound thinking, talking, and everything doesn't have to be slow and laid back like, you know, and I don't mean any harm when I say this, like the traditional feel. Everything doesn't have to be laid back. You know, we can
right.
entertain them. They can. It's not about the dancing. It's about what you're dancing to. The Bible
right.
said David danced.
He sure did.
His clothes fell off.
Yep.
I mean, it's not about moving. That's, you know, it's that's, well, you know, they say Americans are, you know, we need more activities, more exercise, more fitness.
Amen.
That's a way for them. So why not change the message, give them something positive to think about, and have fun with them? We have to start somewhere, because we're neglecting our children, and they are our future. We're going to get old one day, and do we want these kids taking care of us?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so we need to slow down. I look at the government. I look at just everything and the aspect of, if we don't take care of the children and the old people, where are we? Where are we? I mean, because the Bible speaks on that. He didn't, you know, he said the elders,
mm-hmm.
and then he went back and said the children. He said, if anyone lead my little children astray. He didn't say nothing about, and not you know, saying this in a wrong way, but the people that were up and moving and able to make a change, he did not go there. He said the beginning, the babies, and he's talked about the elders. So in the meanwhile, us in the middle, we're supposed to be affecting these things and trying to make a change. We have so many people that's not stepping up to the plate. The Bible says, to whom much is given, much is required.
That's right.
So that's why when we look at these, a lot of people don't know why we look at these entertainers and we look at the president and we look at the great world mm-hmm. leaders and the pastors and the elders of the church at a high esteem. But the Bible says, to whom much is given, much is required. They have
that's
a saying
right.
also that, you know, heavy is the head of a king.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not all about the bling bling, the lights, the this and that. It's about, you know, trying to get something back started, focused on these babies, because they're going to be the ones to lead tomorrow. And why not
right.
give them Christ? Why not give them Jesus? My pastor used to always tell me, he said, each message, each speaking, each opportunity you have, you bring them back to the cross.
Mm-hmm.
You have to bring them back to the cross. You have to let them know that Jesus is the answer. And so that's what we're trying to do here. Yeah, I've been there. I've recorded songs with the game, the rapper, the game. I've done shows with Bun B. I've done shows all across America. But at the end of the day, at the end of the day, the Lord showed me where the whole message is Christ.
Right.
It's not about selling albums. It's not about filling the pews. It's about Christ. He said the 99 sheep were there, and they went back and looked for that one.
Amen.
They went back and they looked for that one. That's what people are not doing. We're not going back and look for at that one. You know, it's strength in numbers. It's strength in numbers. If we, you know how they used to have the TV shows, I can remember a TV show called Rock when I was younger used to come on. And it always had a strong message to it. And it's strength, and it always showed that there's strength in numbers. If we get together and we care about each other, then that's going to be a bond. And now we're able to move. We're able to get something started. We're able to get, you know, get things to going. So I just think that if one person changes, if one person can get this, we have done something, because now the cycle of love starts. It does. And so that's what we're trying to do with this Hope Hop thing. We're praying that God would open the avenues so that we're able to bless more and more people and show the babies and show the older people, the grown-ups, the whoever wants to listen, that Christ
right.
is the center of everything. That's what we have to get back to. We have to get back to Christ. Yes, all the music is good. All of the conferences and the festivals, all of that is good.
That's right.
But if we're not offering Christ at the end of the day, it's all in vain. You know, Paul speaks about that tinkling cymbal. It's all in vain. So that's what that's the Hope Hop message in a nutshell. That's the message we're trying to get to this youth, to go across to these churches, not just the churches. We want to entertain the schools. We want to, anywhere that they will listen, that's where we
right.
want to be. We want to be on these wherever they're listening, because at the end of the day, we only offer Christ. That's what we have to show people. That's what we have to get everything back to. And we are available online. If you feel like that this is something that you want your community to be a part of, or if this is something that you want to reach out and help, we're available online. You can follow us at The Minister on Twitter. You can look us up on any search engine and look up Minister Kang, or you can look up Antonio McLaughlin. If you email us at thunderrecordings@gmail.com or at therealministerkang@gmail.com, we'll reach back out to you. We want you to pray for us, and we're praying for you all.
Well, thank you so much, Minister Kang, for that touching message. And it's definitely something that I would love to look into, maybe to host you guys 1 year or
yes.
so. And I would just like to, you know, thank God for even putting us together as far as connecting with the different
thank
ministries.
You.
Because
yes.
yes, because as I'm looking here, we have a lot of callers. I mean, representing from Los Angeles, we have Texas, Alabama. We have a whole bunch of callers online. So,
thank you, Lord. Yes, yes. So,
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
So I want to continue to pray for you and your ministry. And anytime you want to, you know, talk about doing something, especially for the youth, that's where my heart really is, especially
yes.
for the youth,
yes.
let me know.
Yes.
And I'm going to let you finish off with these last 30 seconds that we have.
Okay. I just want to pray for everybody that was in the listening of the word. I just ask you all to just read your word. Read your word and get into the word, because that's where the life is. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful audience. Thank you for this show. Father, we ask that you bless those that were listening. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And thank you so much, and God bless you, Minister Kane, and all the listeners.
Thank you for having me. Yes.
Thank
you.
Amen. And remember in Michigan, too, where they had the tornadoes and stuff. Amen.
Yes, we're praying for Michigan as well. Thank you so much.
Yes.
All right.